Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 30th, 2023. Two types of upper light. Chochmah is called light, and Hasidim, water. Bina is called upper water, and Malkhut, lower water, Baal HaSulam, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Inner Observation, Chapter 8. Item 29. There are two types of light, the light of Chochmah and the light of Hasidim. The light of Chochmah fills the desires to receive, which have corrected their intention to bestowal. The light of Hasidim fills the desires to bestow, which have also corrected themselves, but not to reception for the sake of bestowal, rather for pure bestowal. Therefore, the light of Hasidim is much weaker in intensity and strength than the light of Chochmah. But, in principle, these two lights fill the entire universe, which is the desire to receive. Since the correction of the desire to receive into the desire to bestow is the purpose of our work, first we neutralize reception. This is called tsimtsum, restriction, which means that we do not want to work with the desire to receive, we rise above it. Then the O Hasidim, the light of Hasidim, spreads in our desire. And then we can even rise to the level where our desires are filled with the light of Chochmah. That is, everything happens in desire, which is the only creation. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 15, 2023. How can you be useful in this world? Question: what is the Creator? Answer: the Creator is the one and only force of nature. Question: what information does the Creator transmit to a person? Answer: only what a person needs in order to be a useful entity in this world. Question: how can one be useful in this world? Answer: love. From Cab TV's Blitz Questions and Answers, January 6, 2023. Create the future yourself. Question: why are so many people turning to magic, witchcraft, and tarot cards these days? Today, for example, there are a huge number of different predictors on YouTube, who, like some experts, direct the public consciousness with their forecasts and predictions. Why? Answer: I think it's because people need it. People don't have answers to the questions that arise, and time is running out. Everything that happens to us puts pressure on us, and that's why people are looking. Question: can they find any correct answers for themselves there? Answer: in general, yes. Not everything and not about everything, but partly yes. Question: why did Kabbalists forbid predicting the future? Answer: a person should not know the future. He himself must act in such a way as to create the future from the present. From Cab TV's Blitz Questions and Answers, January 6, 2023. Demand and receive. Attempts to unite carried out in a group are always new. Like with a child who is constantly making mistakes, in the end, he comes to a decision and achieves the goal himself. But on the spiritual path, we see that we are not able to achieve the spiritual goal. We have to receive strength and explanation, help, and support from above. But this is already a decision. And then we demand and receive. From where can a person of our world gain an understanding of the methodology, knowledge, and power? After all, it all belongs to the spiritual level, to the next dimension. It is just above his head, absolutely different thoughts, decisions, and understanding of nature, completely different brains. They work according to a different principle. In our world, there are electronic devices that are not compatible with each other, and we need to create a commutation between them, build whole commutative systems. And in spirituality, even this does not exist. There is a qualitative quantum leap here. We have to get an additional portion of light in order to rise to the next level. Comment: you once explained that there is no need for heroism here. We do not need to strive to succeed because the Creator heals only broken hearts. My response: it is necessary to succeed in understanding that we require a portion of light from above that would give us absolutely new qualities. From Cab TV's I got a call. The reason for failures in the group, January 28, 2012. On the crest of life. Question: how should we view the suffering of a person on the spiritual path? What does it bring him? Answer: suffering helps to eliminate its cause. If I suffer from something, it makes me start looking into the cause of suffering and how to escape it. Question: there is an animal level suffering when a person wants to organize his material life, and there is an opposite, spiritual suffering, when one has everything, but cannot find himself. What is the qualitative difference between these two types of suffering? Answer: it depends on the degree of suffering and on the level you are at. There are four levels of nature inside us: inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. Question: you said that coming from the opposite, from feeling pain, you can feel pleasure much stronger. Answer: well, this is suffering of a different kind, suffering of love. Question: let's say a person is on the path, and he actually realizes this is a difficult path that requires him to undergo certain things. What does the constant feeling of these waves give him? Answer: advancement, attainment, and the feeling of being at the very crest of life, at its very peak. He understands there is nothing else, this is the ultimate. He looks at everything around him, sees right through what is happening, and everything is clear and understandable to him. He wants to know, attain, and connect with the cause of everything that exists, and even to rise above this cause. I don't even know how to say it, but it doesn't compare to anything. Kabbalah cannot be substituted with anything. Nothing. Any science or anything one is involved in this world is all inside this world, in the world of a meager consequence of the upper world. Here you have a method of attainment, not just some story, but the attainment of the upper world. From Cab TV's I got a call. Suffer, derive pleasure, January 28, 2012. The work of a Kabbalist? Question: what does a Kabbalist experience when he takes people to another degree? Answer: that is his job. He works. Question: is there some mechanism by which he feeds all this mass? Answer: he lives off their desire. They want to rise at least in something, at least somehow, at least passively, but they want to. And he doesn't need anything else besides that. Question: what is the beauty of this action? Answer: the beauty is that there is a connection of different souls. When they unite with each other, they reveal the Creator, the upper force. Moreover, everyone to the extent of their participation. And the Kabbalist who connects them feels it more, above all. He feels the benefit of his action both in relation to these souls and in relation to the Creator. From Cab TV's I got a call. How to become a star. May 14, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: is war a necessary part of life? The will to dominate is at the very foundation of our nature, and war is thus a part of our lives. However, it is counterproductive to our very own interests. If we view humanity from a side, then we see that war destroys us. With all of our technological progress, we could have built heaven on earth, but we see the contrary, that we instead plunge into more and more wars and conflicts. At the basis of all war is the human ego, which sizes us up against each other, placing us into a constant competition. As a result, we reach such relations where we see war becoming increasingly inevitable. When can we reach some peace and quiet? It is when we will develop ourselves and reach a state where, through a correct form of education that guides us on how to understand who and what we are, what nature is, how nature works and develops, and how we can enter into balance among each other and with nature, then we will eventually come to hate war and discover an eternal state of peace. At the heart of such education needs to be a common love for one another. On one hand, war is embedded in us, but on the other hand, through learning and exercising love toward one another, we will be able to destroy our warring inclination. Love will win over hatred and the warring inclination because love is a much stronger force. However, love is a force that can enter our relations and defeat the warring inclination on condition that we develop a desire for it to govern us. Based on the video, Is War a Necessary Part of Life? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.